Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today is January the 16th, Monday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a holiday for some. Jay Kirshner has the day off. Jennifer is hanging around somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where she's hanging around. But when she gets here, we'll celebrate. I guess I should celebrate with you right now, if celebrate is the right word. What is the right way to look at Martin Luther King Day? Martin Luther King Jr. changed a lot of our thinking about blacks in America. Not enough, obviously, because many years from 1964 to the present time, things have changed, but have they changed for the better? Yeah. Have they changed all the way around? I don't know whether I think they've changed all the way around or not. What's your attitude toward people who have a different skin color than you do? It doesn't make any difference what your skin color is, by the way. What is your attitude? What if you're black, what do you think about white people? Is there a general thinking when it comes to that? If you are of Hispanic descent, what is your feeling about people who are not Hispanic? I tend to think that I'm colorblind. And that maybe that's convenient for me, because I think that there are many things that ought to be considered when it comes to knowing people, becoming friends with them, having them work for you. Skin color isn't one of them, at least as far as I'm concerned. But here we have a day where the banks are closed, the buses really don't run much, or the public transportation. It's off, it's running, but libraries are closed. Municipal offices are closed. So why is that? What is there about Martin Luther King Jr., that makes us think that we should set aside a day for the work that he did? There are a lot of good reasons for it. Well, then there are a lot of, I'm not so focused on those businesses and those entities as I am school. And I pretty much say this every year. When it comes to this day, where we, and that, again, I'm not sure that the right word is celebrate, that the government officially commemorates the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this day. The rap on Dr. King, most people, I can't imagine that there aren't a lot of people who really do know that everybody does know something about Dr. King. He was courageous. I'm thinking of words that have been used over the years to describe him. Courageous, eloquent, inspiring, leader, transformer. So, was he courageous? Yeah. He certainly swam against the time. At the time, he was being focused on the message, which was to have more, in a peaceful way, more attention paid to people who were black in this country, because they've basically been screwed over the years. That's my message, not yours. And I'm not, as most of you know who listen to me with any regularity, this is not a political thing. It has become political for some people. It's just about observation and reality. Is he or was he eloquent? Very much so. Was he inspiring? Yeah. A lot of people were inspired to love him. And unfortunately, a lot of people were inspired to hate him because of his message. Did he transform the United States? Yep. Did he encourage people, not only here, but around the world, to pay attention, or perhaps not to pay attention to people's skin color? The March on Washington in 1963, I remember it vividly. I was a junior in high school. I remember how the people in my community, high schoolers, well, not just high schoolers, but people who were, that we were in school that day. I remember that. I remember going to the library and looking there was a television set in the library, and I went in with a lot of other people to watch as the march proceeded to go and deliver that speech, the oration. He stood on the Lincoln Memorial. I have a dream. It's a dream deeply rooted in the American dream, that one day this nation will rise up and live out the full meaning of its creed. The creed which reads, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." And then for his trouble, 5 years later, he was assassinated at the hands of a moron. Frankly, you've probably read the stories or seen the movie. Hasn't changed his legacy. I think the message has been, however, somehow by people who were to take advantage of the situation, and I look at guys like Al Sharpton, who's a big gas bag, he was involved in it. Jesse Jackson was involved, a young person in the 1960s. Jackson's, I don't find him as offensive as I find Al Sharpton. I find Sharpton to be someone who kind of misses the message, or let's say, in my, maybe people say, well, it's easy for you to say that, you're a white guy. Well, I don't know if I, you can all draw your own conclusions. I'm just telling you where I am. Where are you? Social media address, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. What do you think about Dr. Martin Luther King's message? What do you have to say about the relationship that white people have to black people, or our government has to blacks? And is it something that you think of all the time, some of the time, none of the time? Do you believe that all people in this country are treated equally? Never mind their skin color, the race has something to do with it sometimes, but also how much money you have, what your sexual orientation is, all of those things. And I'm betting if Martin Luther King was around today, he'd probably have a focus or a thought or a message about a lot of the things that keep us from kind of being one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Because I don't think we do have liberty and justice for all. I don't. So there's been a survey done this year, and it's an appropriate time for us to share the information, the changes in the population since 1964 when it comes to number of blacks who are in school, completing high school. The number of blacks in 1964 who finished high school, 25% of the population that should have been in school, should have been finishing school, finished school. Got that stat? 25% of black youngsters completing high school in 1964. This year, 90% of blacks in America will complete high school. Was that because of Dr. King? Yeah, I think you probably can lay some of that on him. I think, yeah. Number of black people in college in 1964, when the message became at first popular, 1964, there were 306,000 black college students in America. Graduating from college this year, over 3 million black college students. Pretty good. The population, black population in this country has stayed pretty steady. About 12.5% of the population is black. Depends on where you are in the country, some more, some less. So, the vote. This is something that has become a big football. Kick it around here, kick it around there. We got to have all of these, we got to make sure that all the black people can vote. Well, we got to make sure everybody can vote. The percentage of the citizens who vote in our country, shameful. Shameful. But in terms, and this is a presidential election year stat. This came from 2020. How many people voted in our country? 70% voted in 2020. Let's see here. Going back to 1964, 64% of the citizen population voted in the United States. So we're up, but not a lot. In 1964, 58% of black Americans voted. And in the presidential election most recently held, 64% voted. So that's interesting. 70% of all the population voted, but only 64% of blacks voted. Yeah. It's better than it was in 1964, but not much. Right? Thinking about it. So I think that that's a way to look at the number of people, because I'm interested in the farming world, the farming business. I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm quite happy to be, frankly, although the challenges are great. What I do know in following what goes on in general in the farm population is that the number of farmers getting land grants from the government, getting loans, is way down, or has never been great. So I shouldn't say it's way down. It's never been a large number because they can't get loans because they can't show that they own the land. After the Civil War, when land, and up until the Industrial Revolution, so for 30 years or so, a lot of the land that blacks worked on in terms of being slaves was given to them, but they were never given deeds. They were never given proof. So through the years, they've held on to the land, but they can't get mortgages because they can't prove that they own the land. Pretty amazing. Michael King was his real name. His birth name was Michael. We got that. Not Martin. Did you know that? His father changed his own name as well as his son to Martin after the Reformation leader Martin King. Remember him? Martin Luther. Martin King wasn't around then. Martin Luther came from the minister, the Protestant Reformation leader. I did not know that, so I found that out today for the first time on Martin Luther King Day 2023. It's 18 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jerry. It's...
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
We'll be right back. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Lots more information has been floating around, as many or most of you have noted, about Lisa Marie Presley and how she lived and how she died. And what is there that you want to know or feel like you have to know? I probably don't have to know much of anything, but I have some updates that I want to share because I think there's a lesson. There are a lot of lessons, actually, in how Lisa lived her life and how she died. So we'll touch on that in a moment after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. I don't know if on the surface you could tell that's Elvis's daughter. She seemed to have lots of different styles. And that's one of her more recent tunes. She had quite an interesting background. It was expected that she would follow in her father's footsteps, and she kind of did. She got attention. She was able to perform, and she did a pretty good job of it. She wasn't about that as much as she was about the Presley estate. She was the complete, she inherited everything from Elvis. It was only $5 million plus at the time he died, but because of Priscilla, Lisa's mother and the first and only wife that Elvis had, because of Priscilla, the value of the estate now is about 20 times that. Hundreds of millions of dollars in and out every year. And Lisa was the beneficiary of that. She and her mother worked a lot on the things that were about her father. The family signed a do not resuscitate order before she died, following her second cardiac arrest at the hospital. She was pronounced brain dead after she went to the hospital on Thursday. She was on a medically induced coma, although the people in the family decided to sign the DNR in case she suffered another cardiac arrest, which she did. So she was found unresponsive in her home in California by the housekeeper. Her first ex-husband, Daniel Keogh, who lived with her, performed CPR, but obviously it didn't do much good. But the EMTs, when they got there, they were able to revive her after administering epinephrine, but then she coded out a number of times. Her mother then confirmed several hours later that she had, quote-unquote, left us. She was passionate, she was strong, she was loving, said her mother. It's kind of tragic, though, when you think about it. And so a lot of people who knew her, people who got to know her, Austin Butler, who's playing Elvis in that movie that's still around, Nicolas Cage, Michael Lockwood, both were husbands of hers. Nicolas Cage had a very interesting thing that he wrote about her. So she's going to be buried next to her father, Elvis, and next to her son, Benjamin, who are at Graceland. So she's got that. And those people who visit Graceland will be able to see where she's buried, because you can see when you go to Graceland. So a little more on Lisa Marie here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
The Wall Street Journal's latest quarterly survey is revealing economists still expect higher interest rates to push the U.S. economy into a recession this year. On average, businesses and academic economists polled by the journal put the probability of a recession in the next 12 months at 61%. Government overspending is the main culprit. SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket was launched for the military Sunday evening from Florida.
3, 2, 1, engine full power, and liftoff.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At 34 at the hour, Monday, the 16th of January, is Martin Luther King Day. But then you kind of knew that if you were around the last half hour listening to me talk about the one of the great Americans. No matter how you describe what you think of him, he was a great American. Influenced, how do you define it? I mean, you can define it any way you want to. I think he influenced a lot of what goes on in our country at the time he was alive, and since he's dead, he has influenced a whole lot of stuff, most of it pretty positive in my mind. So we move on from that conversation. You want to hear the conversation just tuning to us, you can go to gooddayshow.com today during the day, and you can find the discussion, because the program, as most of you know, although because it's kind of a quasi-holiday, people are listening to the program who may not listen to it, or maybe you listen to our download bits and pieces of it because you can't listen to the whole program, but maybe today you do. But if you don't, go to gooddayshow.com. You can find, as the aforementioned Good Day download, they're presenting lots of different conversations. Actually, some of the more recent downloads focusing on, for example, the death of Jeff Beck, the troopers who rescued the stranded man in the forest in New Jersey, the discussion on Damar Hamlin and where he is now. I had a conversation with Jay about eating Christmas trees. And so that, we discussed the lottery as the number of tickets went up, the unbelievable we had a winner, right? You've heard that over the weekend. $1.35 billion. This is good news for the fellow who, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. And in Maine, I don't think you have to identify yourself. The Friday the 13th, how about that? The second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history, $1.35 billion, going to a Maine resident who scooped up the numbers earlier in the week. There hasn't been a winner since October 14th, so the lottery kept going up and up and up and up and up. Numbers were 30, 43, 45, 46, 61. How did that reflect on, and the Mega Ball number was 14, by the way. So this is the first ever Mega Millions jackpot in Maine. How about them apples? It's the fourth $4 billion jackpot. The retailers, I was looking yesterday as I was getting dressed, I was watching the news on the local channel. And, of course, they had an interview with a guy from the store up in Maine who sold the ticket. He gets $1 million, I think. I think that's how it works. That's a good year for him. But just think about it, all that money, and this is the same old question. It becomes kind of redundant, the same old stuff. What are you going to do with the money? Blah, 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 blah. And the people who win it, you know, I don't know. The odds of winning were 1 in 302 million. Hey, everybody, go buy a ticket because not many people will buy. And I know the sum as it gets started is a paltry, at what, 20 million bucks? But help yourself. Why not, right? 20 million, easy to win under the circumstances. Okay, the Good Day of Download again is at gooddayshow.com. Help yourself to that. Let's talk about the situation with the storm over the weekend, or I should say storms. By the way, Jay's off today. Jennifer is supposed to be here, but I don't know if she is. Not like her not to be here, but she'll be around sooner or later. Six people have died in Alabama. All these tornadoes that swept through at Alabama and Georgia, very destructive path. The county sheriff in Autauga, if that's how you pronounce it, confirming the fatalities as this thing blew through. I'm looking at the story of one fellow, an engine mechanic, who went into a shipping container as the tornado went through his backyard, killed two of his neighbors. David Holland is his name. He and other survivors emerging from the weekend. The residents down there combing through the wreckage, blistering winds that happen. Nine people, what did I say? I think it's six, seven, eight, nine. The number seems to be varied according to what report you look at, but does that make a difference? This is a very rural part of Alabama. The tornado, if you see some of the video of it, I don't know how people do this. They take videos of these things, and then they run, I'm going to run for cover! Yes! So, the story of Mr. Holland that I was talking about, he ran into a metal shipping container near the back of his garage because it was anchored to the floor with concrete. Once he was inside it, he was dialing his neighbors on the phone. His garage, by the way, doesn't still stand. The only thing that still stands is this metal shipping container. You see these containers. They're on ships, and they are used. They're very heavy steel. And if you have an anchor that goes far enough into the ground, that was a smart thing for him to do, actually. But as he opened the door to the container, the body of his neighbor was right there. So he tried to call his neighbor to have him come over. Apparently one of them thought that he could get in, but everything happened so fast. So that was the end of that. This guy's 52 years old. He saw probably one of the things they covered, some of the news media, when they go around and look at the same stuff, the debris and the trees down and the cars banged up and glass broken everywhere. But this is kind of an interesting, I don't know, interesting is right. The remains, here's a woman who lived in a trailer that lived next door. to where this guy's garage was, and the trailer's gone, just a big pile of rubble. And so she was able, however, to get cover in a culvert, and that's how she survived. Wow. Imagine that, huh? Think about it. Think about you, if you've never been in one of these things. I've never, fortunately, knock on wood, been in a tornado. A lot of volunteer fire departments and police officers from agencies all over the state have gone into these counties. And there's, you know, National Weather Service in Huntsville says there may be more of these storms today, different counties, 30 miles from where this one hit over the weekend, not far from Huntsville, Alabama. I think there were listeners to our program down there. I was used to, when I was taking phone calls in this program, get people who may be able to hear the program after an event like this. The gusty winds down there today are 30 to 40 miles an hour. I'm just looking at the weather forecast. Severe weather is in the forecast again. This is the time of year, although it's a little early. Tornado season in Alabama usually runs through early May, and there are some circumstances where there have been tornadoes in November. And because the weather is as it is, changing a lot of the weather that you were seeing across the country, it was pretty good the last week other than this tornado, and there hasn't been a lot of bad weather. The country was pretty clear for a few days. Now there's a storm moving across the country again. But there are, you know, it's, hello, that's what we live with. This is the way it is. Here's something else that is the way it is. A couple of airport and airline and airplane situations. By the way, I saw the movie with Gerard Butler, typical Gerard Butler fare, with the movie's called Plane. A fellow called Mike Coley, you'd recognize him. Probably not too many of the other players, but you'd recognize him. The thing that I get a kick out of, and you'll say, huh? Because I'm a plane guy. I know about planes. They used an old U.S. Air MD-80 for the ground. You know, they had it on the ground. That was it. But inside the pictures inside the plane were not of an MD-80. MD-80s, if you traveled at all in them, were three and two. Three seats on one side, two on the other. The interior shots of this plane, which were all done on a soundstage in Los Angeles, were from a two and two scene. You wonder about people when they produce these movies, how they are so bad, because I can't be the only one who noticed that. And the fact that they wouldn't have a plane like that on a 6.5-hour flight from Singapore to wherever it was going, Honolulu. No, you wouldn't use a plane like that. But anyway, it was a good movie, entertaining movie, like action flicks. Go see it. Here's the story of an air disaster, Yeti Air, Y-E-T-I, flight 691, 68 people died. Four others missing, crash into a gorge while attempting to land near a Nepal resort town. Worst air disaster in 30 years over there. This is a turboprop plane. Apparently was making a short flight from Kathmandu, which is a big tourist destination, over to this other side of the Nepali islands. And so there are, I don't know how they get these videos, but there's a video that shows moments before the plane crashed. It banked sharply to the left, and then it crashed into a river. Anyway, it's a rugged, Nepal is a very rugged country anyway, the topography, geography, and in the mountains have lots of high winds. I'll never forget the time I flew for the first time into San Diego, I think it was, and I'm trying to remember, I think it was San Diego. When you're landing in San Diego, there's a mountain pass that you go through. And if you're in a smaller plane, it kind of sucks the plane down about 400 or 500 feet. And you feel it when you go through the pass. Very unsettling, but you know, it's obviously something that all the planes go through, so pilots know what it's all about. excuse me, you look around and you think of how I really am someone who, because I fly a lot, I'll be again out this weekend, the comfort that I feel in getting into a plane now, and anybody who flies a lot pretty much feels the same comfort. It's an amazing way to travel. An amazing reality is how safe it is. And then you see last Thursday, the FAA had a problem with their archaic system. And the good news about that is that the airlines and the airline pilots have figured out a way around it. But how do we as Americans put up with that kind of nonsense? That would be my question, frankly. All right, other things that are on people's minds today as we go through the usual list, but I'm always interested in getting to the things that people will talk about. Does this matter to you, the fact that the Chinese are dealing, 60,000 people in China died last week from COVID? Does that bother you? Do I sound heartline? It bothers me that people are dying. And Chinese people are saying, my big deal is with Chinese government, not the Chinese people. I just wish the Chinese people would realize what's going on. And I think they're beginning to, because a lot of protests mostly started over the COVID policies. Count in China, there are some who say 3 to 4 million people have died since the pandemic began. In China, it started in 2019. You know, before it got over here in March of 2020, it was way over there, and they never told anything about it. It's really an interesting reality how we continue to kind of give them a pass on this, which we ought not to under any circumstance, as far as I'm concerned. All right, you're listening to the Doug Good Day program for a holiday, for some of you anyway. Some of you are working, some of you are not. Enjoy. It's 48 past the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hey, hello to some listeners that are in Birmingham, England at the moment listening to the Good Day program, because you can get it anywhere and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. And they are interested in the farm, food, and family portion of this program, which is a pretty unique overview of what's going on in the farm world and with food. Always we have at least one recall, and there are a couple today, actually. A Cincinnati sandwich manufacturer recalling a number of products because of a potential health problem. This is M&B Distributors issuing the recall this past weekend, saying that some of the sandwiches, chicken salad sandwich, cheeseburgers. Why do you get a cheeseburger from a... I don't get that. Bacon, egg, and cheese croissants. The Frisco burger, excuse me, the spicy chicken sandwich. All of these products were purchased through the 12th of January. They're all, everything included in the recall. So here's what you do. They're sold in vending machines and food trucks in Ohio and Kentucky mostly. They haven't received any reports of illnesses so far, but apparently inspection and their focus on allergies or sensitivities to ingredients found through their own work that they have affected products. Anything that you have, most of those are Kroger stores in that area or Giants, then bring it back, get your money back, right? It's M&B Distributors. Any store that has chicken salad sandwiches pre-wrapped or cheeseburgers pre-wrapped or bacon, egg, and cheese croissants pre-wrapped, then the spicy chicken sandwich, bring them back and get your money back, if you please. Here's another recall. Actually, the expansion of an earlier recall from Utopia Foods. This one expands their food recall to mushrooms that they produce because of listeria.
Utopia Foods is in Glendale, New York. So they have packages of these mushrooms that, in fact, were imported. They were processed here, but they were imported from China. They're in clear and blue plastic packages with clear markings of best used before 3/2/23. They were distributed through this weekend. They have the potential to have listeria, which, as hopefully you know by listening to me talking about this, it's the most dangerous of all the organisms that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections, especially in children, people who have weak immune systems, elderly folks, that sort of thing. Listeria gets you. Salmonella is not good for you, neither is E. coli, very bad, can cause you to throw up and fevers and all that stuff. But listeria, very hard to get rid of. Healthy individuals also get it, but short term, you get a fever, headache probably, abdominal pain, some diarrhea. Miscarriages, though, have been noted with people who were exposed to listeria. So anyway, as I said, blue, clear and blue plastic package. The brand name on them is Utopia. These are mushrooms, any mushroom product. Bring it back to the store. And the vendors that have these things ought to cease distribution and notify their customers if they can. How do you notify your customers? You don't know. People come in and say, give me one of these, you pay cash, that's it. Or even with a credit card. Very hard to do that. But it's just more and more. This is a problem more and more and more because of the lousy production facilities, so much going on, not a lot of inspection. These people don't care. Any number, pick your poison here, literally and figuratively. Okay, news from Popeyes. This is not Popeye the Sailor Man. This is Popeyes, the chicken place. There's an internet, this youngster, because there's a meme going on at Popeyes, apparently, a young fellow named Devin Cullen has become a very recognizable face, college football player. He had a deal with Popeyes Fried Chicken. His image first went viral way back 10 years ago when he was 9 years old. Now he's a freshman at Lake Erie College in Ohio, and an offensive lineman for the school's football team. And so images that showed up over the weekend side by side of the memes from Popeyes 10 years ago and what he looks like now. It's anyway. Popeyes apparently has gone back to this kid. Who knows? I've had Popeyes shrimp once in my life, and I actually quite liked it. It's very good. It isn't like if you're looking for something gourmet. No, good. Get the local restaurants where they have the fish tacos. I had some of those this weekend. They were yummy. All right, that's our farm food and family focus for today. It's 59.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.